I invite Tina to come up and share the scripture with us.
A reading from Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 to 6a. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of the heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the home of God is among mortals. God will dwell with them. They will be God's peoples, and God will be with them and be their God. God will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away." And the one who was seated on the throne said, "See, I am making all things new." Also Christ said, "Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true." Then Christ said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end."
We don't use the book of Revelation very often, but this particular reading for All Saints sort of resonated for me, and I hope it will for you. I love All Saints. I especially love it here now that I live in this northern part of the world where everything around us is reminding us right now of the passage of time. I loved your poem, Hope. The leaves turning color, turning brown, retiring. The trees growing bare, the air turning colder, the days getting shorter, and of course that abrupt human-made thing we do called the time change last night starkly reminds us to notice the change. And when it gets dark early this evening, we'll really be aware. Debbie Allen pointed me last week toward Celtic spirituality. And the Celtic understanding this time of year is understood as an especially thin place, a time of year when the boundaries between spirit and matter grow very thin, a time when the spirits are close, hence All Hallows Day and Halloween. And other worldviews have the same understanding. Think about the Mexican Day of the Dead. All of this a reminder to us, in spite of our very 21st century Western post-enlightenment ways of thinking, that there is more to reality than just what we know with our five senses. There is more than just the lives we live in these bodies from birth to death. And of course, we don't know and can't know what that is. I say it every time at a funeral. We don't know what's beyond this. And I'm sure we have a range of beliefs in this room about what is or is not beyond this earthly life. On All Saints, we at least minimally, we take time to remember those who've gone on before us, our great cloud of witnesses, the saints who have loved us and taught us and shaped who we are today. There are heroes, heroines, and maybe also those with whom our relationships is way more complicated than just hero or heroine. And yet, somehow, all of them live on in us, in our memories for sure. But in my experience, I come to believe more and more, and many of you I know share this, that they also live on in ways that are more than just our memories. Somehow, they are still here, with us, in us, a part of us. They are part of our wide circle of faith, hope, and love. Beyond the limits of this present earthly time, they are with us and we are with them. Remembering. I like to play with that word, not original to me. Remembering, bringing back into bodily somehow reality, somehow recreating the reality of who they were and perhaps still are by our remembering. We give them new life and presence. They are still here with us. They remind us of who we are. They call us back to ourselves, inspire us with love, strength, patience, courage. And in difficult and challenging times, our saints can give us perspective we need. They remind us of the scope of history, even the not so long ago scope. Our forefathers and foremothers and our family in this church family lived through, as Anne referenced with the hymn, the Civil War. Other wars, World War I, II, Korean War, Vietnam War, they were part of the women's suffrage movement, as the plaque on our door and this plaque here about Reverend Jones reminds us this church was a part of women's suffrage. They were part of abolition, the civil rights movement, the ongoing work for racial and social justice, the struggle for equality, for full inclusion of women in our world and in the church, as Marge referenced. The work of welcoming and affirming LGBTQI plus folks. An article this month in Sojourners Magazine by Jose Humphreys III is titled, A Time Traveler's Guide to Resisting Extremism. And he writes about the toxic nostalgia being promoted right now in certain circles. And he challenges us. Who actually would want to go back to the 1950s? Not if you're black or brown, not if you're a woman, not if you're gay or trans, and even if you are white and male, would you really want to go back? No. Humphreys calls us to truthfully remember history in its fullness, the good, the pain, the gifts, the struggles. And he calls us to draw on our histories for strength and purpose today. He says that James Baldwin wrote, history is not the past, it's the present. We carry our history with us. We are our history. And Humphrey said, we can travel through time, here and now, to find the muscle memory we need to fight for our future. Resistance is harmonizing our individual and collective stories into a more generous history that we can make together. So our saints, individual, collective, are here with us to help us truthfully know our histories, to inspire us to be faithful, to call us to be not afraid, to work for a better history we can make together. Our faith calls us to a vision that is bigger and broader and stretches beyond the limits of the present realities. So this peculiar apocalyptic vision from Revelation that we read today. There is hope, mystical hope that transcends the circumstances of the present moment in time. There is faith that we can know and trust in. We can believe in the God who doesn't stay far away in heaven somewhere out there, but chooses to come down, make a tent among us, chooses to dwell with us. God chooses to be with us and be our God. And we know this God through Jesus Christ. And in this vision, Jesus is the one on the throne. At the end of all time, it will be the Lamb of God, not the emperor, not the powers of this world on the throne. The Lamb of God, Jesus the Christ, has come to show us the way, the vision, of how to be God's people now, with God dwelling with us, and how to live into a hope for even more and better. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the love that has no end, no limit, love that wipes away every tear, love that destroys all pain and death. Look, Isaiah says, this is the God we wait for. This is the God who saves us. So we come together again and again. We gather at this table again and again to remember this Jesus, the one who dwells with us and in us, the one who loves us no matter what. And we remember and join in the great circle of saints, the circle that goes beyond time. All of them are here with us in this great circle of love. Do you feel them? Joe's smiling. I feel Elaine. We come to this table to receive God's gift, God's hope, God's love.